Now call to order the special court session of the Orange County Commissioners Court. Today is February 7th, 2017, and the time is 2 p.m. And all members of the court are present. Counselor Manning, give us our invocation.
Thanks. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather here today as free citizens governing ourselves. Help us to make decisions that are pleasing to you and are pleasing to the citizens of Orange County, Lord. We ask you this on this day that we remember all of our servicemen throughout the world who may or may not be in harm's way. We declare that no missile formed against them will be allowed to prosper. All of these things we ask in the name of Christ Jesus, our risen Savior. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, Counselor Manning. And as I said, this is a special court session, not only because it's not our regular court session, but because we are in the city of Vidor. So thank you for having us here again. I believe this is our third or fourth time?
Third.
1 year you did it twice.
1 year
you
did it twice. Okay, so
it's nice.
Very nice. Third or fourth time. But we are happy to be back, and as always, great accommodations. So again, thank you for allowing us to be here.
And we're grateful the air conditioner is working also.
Yeah, we are very grateful the air conditioner is working just in the nick of time. So, all right. We will go with the approval of the minutes, the special court session held on January 31st, 2017 at 2 p.m. as circulated.
Motion to move minutes.
Second.
3-1. Any further discussion? We'll start with precinct 1.
Yes.
2.
Aye.
I abstain. 3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0 with county judge abstaining. Agenda item number 1, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. A, $21,652.83. to UTMB from the general fund account 001-111-54235 for contract payment for February 2017. And the overall schedule of bills by fund and department for approval February 7th, 2017 from the general fund $288,302.49, road and bridge $95,996.91, mosquito control, $15,658.06. Adult probation, $1,353.45. Other funds, $5,141.76, for a grand total of $406,452.67.
I'm making a motion to
accept as the auditor.
Second.
We'll do 1-4. Any further discussion? Precinct 1?
Yes.
2?
Aye.
Aye. 3?
Yes.
4?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda item number 2, discussion and possible action regarding accepting the revised travel policy. And I believe each of us has the attached the revised travel policy. There were a few items that I have maybe recommendations for, or at least to discuss, possible changes based off what the printed version is. So on 4E2, so that's going to be on page 2, where it's talking about air travel. And it's saying that it is acceptable to travel a day earlier in order to receive a discounted airfare. However, the savings in airfare should exceed any hotel, meal, and incidental expenses incurred due to early travel, just for consideration of changing that to must exceed any hotel, meal, and incidental expenses. Okay, you have that one as a...
Yeah, she sent a report.
Oh, okay. I had already left at the time, so all right, well, good. That one's in there.
We've got a new one with those changes.
Okay. Let's see here. What do we have?
Yeah, but I looked through each one of these. It looks like they did everything.
Okay, those are the...
Your email has been updated here.
Okay.
She's going to have a new one right before I left the office, and that's the one I printed out.
All right, well, printed mine out earlier this morning, so...
Can you go over the changes in?
I can go over what the changes were.
Make sure.
Okay. All right, then 4E7, it was changing the time to 11:59 PM, just so it doesn't roll into the next day. Then there was another change on 4F2A, and it was talking about that it being in the interest of the county to do so. I had put in there also that there's no other reasonable means of transportation, including walking. I don't mean like 10 miles or anything, but if you're only a couple of blocks from, if your hotel is only a couple of blocks from where the conference is going to be, you know, those are the kind of things I was referring to. In 4F2C, just to clarify, adding the word rental in between compact and car, just because we mentioned rental cars in the other ones. 4F2E was adding in language where it says returning a rental car with a required amount of gasoline at the cheapest available means. I'm sure everyone that's rented a car is aware where you can, they'll be more than happy to pre-charge you at like $9 a gallon to fill it up for you. 4G was adding in just clarification that if you are out on official county travel and you receive any kind of a parking ticket, speeding ticket, or any other kind of violation, that is on the employees. The employee will be responsible for that, and the county will not pay for those types of expenses. And then finally, in 4I, I had recommended removing that piece entirely. It talks about tips and using a telephone at the hotel. Probably by this day and age, most people have a cell phone and don't need to spend $5 per day using taxpayer funds to make phone calls back to their house.
So it's going to eliminate number two completely?
What's that?
Going to eliminate number two completely?
It was two and one. Talking about tips such as taxis and hotel porters and gratuities. Just, I mean, that's an amount if you want to do based on their service that you receive. So it was eliminating all of the language in I.
I think it's hard to eliminate as well.
It was just called miscellaneous allowable expenses.
Do we address Wi-Fi? Is a Wi-Fi charge at the hotel?
I do not recall seeing that listed specifically.
Because that kind of takes the place of the phone nowadays.
Yes.
It does. I'm fine with that. If there is, a lot of times hotels now will give a free login, but I do see if there is a, if there were to be a charge for using internet.
There's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing it listed as a specific expense. Now that maybe since I wasn't there before, and something we can add back in as.
Most have it for free, but there are a few, especially when you get into the cities,
mm-hmm.
will charge you for that.
Yeah, it's not real hard to use your phone as a hotspot if you need to.
Yeah, it refers to telephone charges, but no Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Do we want to, just to kind of keep some of the formatting maybe the same, add it under, that's rooms and meals, so it would be under number, I guess it would fall under number three, like under H? rooms and meals. There's one is meals, two is hotel room costs. I guess there could be a three to address required Wi-Fi charges. I don't know what amount we put in there.
Did we know?
Yeah.
And it's going to need to address it somehow because it's going to come up potentially.
Any ideas?
I'm comfortable with adding it underneath the rooms because that's where you're going to actually, but they're going to give you the code underneath your room.
Right. So we could do add an H3, and it would be Wi-Fi charges or
Wi-Fi would not provided within the already approved room cost.
Reimbursable.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Did I miss this? Is there parking anywhere in here, Jeff?
I do not recall
parking reimbursement at the hotel or other.
How many places don't have Wi-Fi now, though?
I don't know.
Parking became a.
Well, if you go to a lower cost hotel, they're not going to provide it for you. Most of the ones that are.
Judge, why don't we leave I here and add parking and Wi-Fi in this I?
That's fine.
We need to have that in.
All right.
I don't know that we can put a mount in there because it's going to vary city to city.
All right, we'll do.
Well, in B, meals, telephone charges. See, it might be easier here under B, 2B, all hotel-related expenses must be itemized on traveling expense report to show meals, telephone charges, etc. I guess Wi-Fi really falls into it, etc. So
with parking.
So with parking.
Projecting that.
Yeah.
Parking might not be at the hotel. This was the case in my last trip. Parking witnesses at the hotel. Parking was at the location.
That's where the walking part comes in.
2.5 miles down the interstate was not going to work.
Uphill the whole way.
Uphill, both ways.
If the courts consider paying for Wi-Fi, then just add Wi-Fi on 2D. I mean 2B. Just add Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It says it must be itemized.
What are you talking about?
Under 2B?
Yes. H3.0B. Public policy, page 6 of 8. All hotel related expenses must all be itemized on a travel expense report form to show meals, telephone charges, Wi-Fi, and et cetera. And you could add Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we could add Wi-Fi right there.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to add Wi-Fi and parking?
Yep. Yeah. And that should cover everything.
All right.
Now, going up to just two, hotel and rooms are limited to $175 per day. Did we say room rate not to include taxes?
Yeah.
Do we want to clarify that?
Okay. $175 per day, excluding taxes.
Excluding taxes. I think that. And the only other question I had is, what's going to be our county policy on use of a county vehicle with non-county employees? I think it already come up this month that somebody was going on a trip and actually wanted their wife to go with them. Or does our policy allow for spouses to ride in a county vehicle?
It does.
Okay. It does? Okay.
It covers the vehicle, not the individual.
Okay.
Okay.
If the policy doesn't
they can't
exclude.
Drive it.
No, can't drive it, but they can ride it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the only two things I had.
Anybody else have any other suggested changes?
Yeah, they changed their thing from last week.
Okay. All right, then I will I will make a motion that we accept the revised travel policy number 330 with the inclusion of the following edits. 4H2 will now read, hotel, motel, room costs are limited to $175.00 per day, excluding taxes for single or double occupancy. And also under that number 2B, we will also add in, after the word telephone charges, we will also insert Wi-Fi and parking, etc.
Second.
Sure. What's the effective date?
Effective February 8th. Is that okay with you in the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
It's okay with me.
All right. So we have Judge 3. Any further discussion? Precinct 1?
Yes.
2?
Aye.
Aye. 3?
Yes.
4?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Before we go to the next item now that that's passed, just as that may be a suggestion, I'm just curious why Department heads didn't see all these revisions before the act was adopted. We all have people who use this travel policy. You may have had some valuable insight to help y'all in those making y'all decisions, have to know what the changes are going to be.
I think it's a good question. I mean, when I printed mine out this morning, again, obviously they have one that's even more updated than the one I printed. Sorry, I don't have a good answer of why it wasn't emailed out to all of the department heads or elected officials first.
And they all seem like it would have been a good idea since we all have people that travel this policy. We understand the Commission Court sets the policy, but we could have had some information that may have helped or maybe y'all could have looked at or something. It would have helped before it's just revised and changed, and then we get a copy saying this is what we're going to have to do now. It seemed like it would have helped some.
Oh. Thank you.
We can still amend this going forward.
Yeah, Sheriff, if somebody has some issues with it, I mean, this, you know, it's on paper. We can change it. So if somebody comes up with a great idea that we hadn't thought of or anything, but I understand what you're saying. It would have been easier to do it.
You know, why go back and do something?
I understand.
Had we been up to speed in the beginning of it, then maybe we just could have offered some kind of suggestion and all I was trying to say.
Yeah, and I agree with you. But again, if somebody has a suggestion or see a big issue, please bring it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're up.
Agenda item number 3, discussion of possible action regarding Precinct 2 Constable Racial Profiling Report.
I move to set this into the record, Judge.
Second.
Yes.
Okay.
2-4. Any further discussion? Precinct 1?
Yes.
2?
Aye.
Aye. 3?
Yes.
4?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda number 4, we'll take no action on, as it's actually just a leftover from last week. Number 5, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer, just the piece, Precinct 4. From account 064-244-52721, air cards in the amount of $462.01. Also from account 064-244-54130, contract services in the amount of $500.00. Also from account 064-244-54551, travel and education in the amount of $500.00. All going to account 064-244-57500, equipment non-inventory, in the amount of $1,462.01. Purpose, to provide funds for the remainder of the fiscal year.
I move we approve the transfer, Judge.
4-3. Any further discussion? With Precinct 4.
Aye.
3.
Aye.
2.
Aye.
1.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda item number 6, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer Road and Bridge from account 002-573-52300, fuel, oil, gas, and grease, in the amount of $1,500.00, to account 002-573-52400, small tools and operating supplies, the amount of $1,500.00, purpose to provide funds the remainder of the fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
2-1, any further discussion? Precinct 1?
Yes.
2?
Aye.
3?
Yes.
4?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda number 7, discussion of possible action regarding the purchase of a desktop computer for the electronic signage boards at the Orange County Convention Center. The funds for this computer were granted to the Office of Emergency Management through a grant from Flint Hill Resources and Coke Pipeline Company.
What are we using now, Jeff?
Missy, if you can.
Now?
Yeah.
Over at Mainz. We have nothing at the other expo to do that.
Yeah, this is not a replacement. This is new, right?
It's going to be new, yes. The grant award was $1,200, and the computer's $1,200.
This is dedicated to the sign?
Yeah. Yep.
It's nice. Get a grant. Mm-hmm.
I will enter a motion that we accept the grant for the purchase of a desktop computer for the electronic signage boards at the Orange County Convention Center.
That's second.
All right. Judge, 1. Start with precinct 1.
Yes.
2.
Yes, and thank you to Flint Hills and Coke for doing that. So, yes. Yeah.
3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Yes. Agenda item number 8, discussion of possible action regarding the purchasing agent to advertise for bids on the CDBG grant for installation on-site sewer facility units at various locations in Orange County. Anything?
When you say various locations, this includes residential? Oh, okay. It says various locations. I just went real sure. Okay.
So what are we installing? Is it grinder pumps?
No, sir. This will be all on the site. There were no. Sometimes the grant does do grinder pumps as well, but this one didn't have any actions for me.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
4-3. Any further discussion? Precinct 1.
Yes.
2.
Aye.
3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda item number 9, discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following item, asset 16608, HP printer, from county clerk to MIS.
Make a motion.
Second.
1-4. Any further discussion? Precinct 1.
Yes.
2.
Aye.
3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. And agenda item number 10, open up the court session for comments from the court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Again, I just wanted to say again, thank you to the City of Vidor for allowing us to be here. It's always a pleasure coming over here. You have a very nice facility. I'm kind of jealous, but it is nice to kind of get out and get to other parts of the county so that we have a better opportunity for people over here to come and see us that maybe wouldn't be able to get to Orange County otherwise, our site in Orange.
Sure. Judge, I just want to say, I know last week or so y'all had a public hearing at the event center in the past. Y'all had public hearings. Y'all are welcome to have one here.
I appreciate that. Depending on what we're talking about, I don't know if this would be sufficient. But
be careful what you wish for, Mike.
Yeah. We have to take that back wall down.
We might have a little sardine problem here.
Yeah.
With that group.
But thank you for your the open invitation that you've extended to us.
Yes.
Thank
you. I echo what the judge said. Yeah. So I think the mayor must have stepped out. But I know Councilman Sanj. I mean, there's some council people here, so I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the facility. It's a wonderful facility. And like I said, many times we've been here before. This is home for me, so I'm very proud to be here. And also, too, officially, welcome to the new Chief Rod Carroll, Chief of Police. So glad you're on board. Thank you.
And again, just same thing, just want to echo that. I mean, it is. I'm kind of taking notes on some of the setup here. I really like it. It's very nice. And it's a nice facility to use. Thank you all for that.
Same thing. Thank y'all so much for letting us come out here, and I've been here probably more than most. So it is a nice facility, and they've got some really good technology tied to this building that you want to check into, Judge. It is a nice facility. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's a screen right here.
At the risk of repeating what everybody else has said, let me repeat what everybody else said. Thank you again. We do appreciate the opportunity to come over here and have a little change of scenery and get some new faces out here in the crowd. And we do appreciate the opportunity to come over here. And it's, again, excellent facility. So, Mr. Coons, thank the mayor for us. We appreciate it.
And based on all the comments about technology, this may be our last time coming, over here.
Well, it's more for mileage, you know, back to our travel policy. Yeah, Mr. Crump has less mileage to drive. So. Yeah,
this is well within 50 miles. So anybody in the audience have any? Yes.
Thank you, Commissioner and Judge. My name is Rod Carroll. I'm the current Chief of Police of Vidor, Texas, as of January 1. I would like for y'all's consideration and future action. I'd like for y'all to ask TxDOT for a traffic survey on I-10 from the Cow Bayou to the Neches River of the speed limit. Since I've been here, we've lost 2 lives, and although the investigation is still ongoing, I can tell you that the police officer of 28 years, I am sure that speed is going to be involved when a vehicle goes up and over the concrete median. Those 2 lives are actually residents of Orange County that were lost, family members. I can tell you from when I first moved here before my house was ready, driving back and forth from Jefferson County, I was averaging 1 traffic stop a morning on my way in because of the speed vehicles were traveling. I am more than glad to make our information that we have out there as far as the speed of the violations on I-10 available, but I will tell you right off the top of my head that we're averaging at least 1 or more citations for an excess of 100 miles an hour. And of course, when you have a speed limit of 75, 100 isn't that much, realistically. You're not even getting into reckless driving. We have in Jefferson County a 65 mile an hour speed limit. We have in Chambers County a 65 mile an hour speed limit. I know that TxDOT does not want to move towards the entire Orange County, yet Orange County, you could put a sign up on one end of Orange County on I-10 and on the other it says under construction. These construction sites are narrowing the lanes. They're coming rapidly to closures, just like we have down there at the Neches River. It goes 3 lanes to 2. And I think for the safety of our citizens and also anyone that drives up and down that highway, TxDOT needs to reevaluate that speed limit of 75 miles an hour because it's a danger to my officers when they're out there working a wreck, as well as every other first responder, which we've already had one vehicle from Orange County, ESD number 1, that was struck while operating a traffic accident out there. Again, this is all speed related. I can tell you after 28 years of being a police officer, every accident I ever investigated, speed in one way or another was a cause of that accident. I thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Anybody else? Okay. Move on to agenda item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting.
So moved.
Second.
4-3. Any further discussion? Start with precinct 1.
Yes.
2.
Aye.
Aye. 3. 4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. The time is 2:29, and this court is adjourned.
Yes. Thank you.